1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9. 1-2-3-4-5. All right, man. Welcome to the show. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Okay, and welcome to our pre-show here for the 29th of July. 29th of July, 2020. Watching Edmonton and Calgary. The National Hockey League has started its season. Or it's resuming its season, I think, is what's going on with these guys. And what about that, Bob?
Well, you asked me what about that, you know. Will you ask me what about that? It's interesting to see, I've got a well-muscled arm, you know. I hang it out the window. I've got a well-muscled arm. Nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me that you can't, you know. I'm proud of who I am, you know.
Well, of course you are.
I'm proud of who I am. I don't need to take any bullshit from anyone, and nor do I intend to give it.
All right. Testing 1-2-3-4-5. All right, let's turn that nonsense down now. It's beginning to get on my nerves. It's Edmonton and Calgary. They already had a final tonight. Toronto beat Montreal 4-2. So I guess all the traditional rivals are going at it. Which is very good. It's very nice. That's the way it ought to be. So the question is, what happened to the fucking Marlins? Why did the Marlins, the outbreak among the Marlins players, one full week of games had been played, raised questions about Major League Baseball's chance of completing 16 seasons. Britain believes the players and teams have to shoulder a big part of doing it. No shit. What the fuck are the players doing? What are you, stupid? You motherfuckers are the guy. You're the guys that ultimately control whether you're going to get infected or not. And there's enough motherfucking information out there for you to understand what the threat is. Don't give me this shit about how, well, President Trump said, you know what the fucking deal is, man. This shit is airborne to a degree. Wear a motherfucking mask. Also, it's on the surfaces of shit. Keep your motherfucking hands clean. Carry sanitizer. When you touch shit, don't touch your face or your mouth. Get in the car, pick up the sanitizer, wipe your fucking hands down. You're off to the races. Jesus H. Christ. What would you do if it was your child that was at risk? What kind of, safety measures would you take? That kind of thing. It's not a fucking mystery. I've never seen I swear to Christ, this country acts as if it was fucking born brain dead, the people in this country right now. It's astonishing how fucking stupid. I never had any idea. Why the fuck do I want to live in this motherfucker? I grew up everybody telling me what a great country this was, and I believed it. I saw us do, great things. I wasn't around during World War II or some of that real heavy ass shit. I was around during Vietnam, but, civil rights, that was fantastic. I mean, great things happened, but Christ almighty, this fucking generation, stupid, doesn't even begin to cover the problem. Fucking stupid, willing to believe any shit that anyone puts out that they think is an okay guy, even if it goes against scientific consensus, that is, people who know what they're talking about. And what would they say to me? Science has lied to us, and they told us, look, bitch, science is not just a guy who sits there deciding whether he's going to lie or tell the truth. Science comes from all different areas of the world, all different areas of walks of life, and all different pursuits and disciplines. There's science, climate science. There's, oncology. There is every kind of fucking this kind of shit. Epidemics, the study of bacteria and viruses, the creation of vaccines. All of these are different places, and they try to come to a consensus in like medical journals. They write about it. They get published. What works, what doesn't. Boom. Nobody wants to fucking die. No one wants to fucking die. Now, if you wanted to make a real paranoid conspiracy case, you could make the case that Trump's trying to kill everybody so he can kill off most of the voters for Joe Biden. Those are African Americans, and those are people that are dying at a higher rate than the white people, to be perfectly fucking honest with you. So you could make the case, the conspiracy case, that Donald Trump's trying to kill them. Am I saying that? Fuck no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying something much more simple. He's a dumb motherfucker who thought he could fucking bullshit his way through this, and he can't. He's never been up against anything like this before in his life. His bullshit has carried him through most of whatever it was that he calls doing his life. His bullshit has made people believe he's a billionaire. His bullshit has made people believe he's a master negotiator. He is neither. He's fucking neither. His bullshit has carried him through a lot of stuff. One thing you can't bullshit is a goddamn fucking plague. What the fuck is wrong with people? There's no lie that Trump can tell that's going to get that plague to do what he wants it to do. What he's going to try to do is circumvent the plague. He's going to try to get elected despite the fucking plague. He's trying to get elected despite tanking the fucking economy. How's he going to do that? Law and order. Let's provoke a whole bunch of fucking riots, then sweep in with his federales and save the day so that the great silent majority that Trump still thinks is a 1968 law and order silent majority, boy, is he fucking wrong, will say, he's our guy, he saved the day. People are not that dumb anymore, Trump. I just got done saying that we're a bunch of dumbasses. When it comes to this shit, we seem to be. Let me amend what I say. Most people, I think, get it, but the minority of people that are causing these fucking infections to flare up, and it is a minority of people, are the dumbest cocksuckers. I don't think they've been beat at any time in the history of this country. Having said that, awkward moments they shouldn't have captured. What shouldn't they have captured? That wedding photographers should not have captured? La dee 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 dee. No. There is the NHL. I don't know, man. Who's the coach of the fucking Jets? Joe Douglas? Well, yeah.
Phil, it looks pretty good. You know, there's going to be the early games here. I'm watching right now.
Who's on right now?
I'm watching Calgary and Edmonton right now.
Calgary and, now these are the traditional rivals, right?
Yeah, General. It seems as if they've got the Montreal Canadiens and the. I have a long time hockey fan, and the NHL has done it right. God damn them to hell, but they've done it right. God damn them.
I like that. This is our friend. This is our guy. Character Ward Honorak. Ward Honorak. Ward Honorak, who's a writer for the. He's a writer. Ward Honorak is our hockey insider, Ward Honorak, and you can catch Ward on his podcast, Ward Honorak's. What's the name of your podcast, Ward?
Two minutes. OT. It's a penalty shot. It's called penalty shot. It's period. That's the period. Period piece.
Period piece, as in. As in three periods.
Yeah, but I don't, yes, there's three periods, and I call it period piece because, yes, it's about hockey, and I wanted to use the term period. But
all right, what's the name of your podcast?
My podcast is called Ward Honorak's Hockey Gala. Ward Honorak's Hockey Now, Hockey Today, Hockey Tomorrow. Hockey All the Live Long Day. It's a long title, but I consulted with people. They seem to like it.
It's called what?
It's called Hockey Now, Hockey Tomorrow, Hockey All the Live Long Day.
Oh, my God. Ward Honorak's Hockey Now, Hockey Tomorrow. Hickey. That's what I spelled. I put Hickey Now. Hockey Now. Okay. Ward Honorak's Hockey Now. No. No, goddamn you, Phil. And the next one is.
I had about enough of this pandemic. You want to keep me out of my life. I don't like it. I'm fine. I'm hanging with the pandemic. I had a woman. I beat her up. I beat the fucking shit out of her.
Well, what happened?
What happened was I've come in the store. There's a woman. She did not have a mask on. I said, you have to wear a mask in here, ma'am. She said, what are you? Do you own? I said, no, I don't own. I'm just a customer. She said, well, why don't you mind your own business? I said, I am minding my business because if you come in here and you have the coronavirus.
You get infected, too.
That's what I told her, Mark. I said, I get infected, too. She said, well, I don't have it, and I'm not wearing a mask because I will not have my rights restricted. And I said, well, now, you know, you're on the fighting side of me. I said, ordinarily, I'd let it slide. She said, let what slide? I said, I would let you slide. She said, well, and then she said the magic word, why don't you stick to your knitting? She said, why don't you stick to your knitting? Why don't you mind your own business? And that's all it needed. And I headlocked her.
Man, I tell you, Arnie, I told you.
Phil wants to know, I headlocked her. and I kind of slammed her head into a watermelon that was sitting right in, and I slammed her head directly into a cassava. There was a cassava melon there. And I said, which is harder? And
You didn't do this.
I did. I lost my temper.
She did, man. She lost her temper. She went at some lady at the, it's over at the Telco's, you know, it's over at Tillerman's. That's that grocery store.
In Southgate?
Yeah, in Southgate. And she apparently had about enough of this one woman's lip about wearing a mask. She got into a fight and she beat her up. I wouldn't say she beat her up, but she kind of knocked her around the store a little bit.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I got to tell you. So what'd you do, Maze?
I took her head. I slammed it into this cassava melon, broke the and she had strength, so she pushed me back, the two of us back, up against a wall of hot sauce or something, and we broke some of the hot sauce. I poured the hot sauce into her eyes. I said, drink it. Drink the hot sauce. And you could hear her going, no, no, and she gurgled it.
Well, hi, Phil. I don't know, but I just headlocked. I said, no, I won't wear a mask because I'm uncomfortable with it. And this guy headlocked me.
You're kidding.
No, he did. He headlocked me. I said, are you kidding me? What are you doing? And he wouldn't listen to me. He took me. He slammed my head into one of the melons. He broke my face.
Into what? What melon?
He broke open a watermelon with my head. And I said, are you serious? Because I couldn't believe what was happening.
Well, obviously you met a guy who had an anger problem.
Well, what is that about?
Well, Dean, people are really explosive about this mask issue.
Well, I am right down the line with you guys, except the mask thing. I can't take it. I can't wear it. It's against my freedoms.
Dean, don't you know you can get this fucking illness by airborne?
Yes, I understand that, but I keep, I keep my hands clean at all times. I think that's overrated, Phil.
So even though you support Governor Newsom and you support people who think we should wear masks?
I do support them, but I don't think we should force people to wear masks. And I said that to him. I said, let me tell you something, my man. I have freedom of choice, and I'm not going to wear a mask. And then he did something that was, I couldn't believe it, even as it was happening. He literally headlocked me.
He headlocked you? What, right? Put his arm around you?
Put his arm around my head, yes. And he began to basically slam my head down on a watermelon that was sitting right there in produce.
All right, so he is hitting you with a watermelon or...
No, he's slamming my head down to it.
Yeah, slammed his head on it. He slammed your head onto the watermelon.
Yes, as if he was trying to... And I said, are you serious? And he said to me something very unusual. He said, I would have, but just now the tone of your voice has further enraged me. So he kept slamming my head into this watermelon until it broke open, and I had watermelon, you know, I was covered in it. And I said, are you serious? And then he grabbed me again and started beating me. It was only later when they arrested him, they told me that the guy said it was my, quote, whiny voice saying, are you serious and are you kidding me? They got him to slam it.
You said what?
The way I said, are you serious? I said, are you serious?
So how did you say it to the guy?
To what guy?
The guy that was slamming your head.
Yeah, the guy was slamming the head down.
I said, slamming the head down.
Okay, so there's Dean Wheeler and Ward Honorek. Foodland. Fuck. Bob Green. I like the idea of Bob Green telling people how it is and then getting his head slammed into getting his head slammed into a watermelon.
I told these guys, because I feel I really don't have any time for it. I said, you're going to put a mask on, or I'll put one on you.
Why would you say that, Bob?
Because I don't like people telling me what to do in my store. If you want to be in my store and you refuse to put on a mask, I'll slip a mask on you. And
so did you do that?
I did. Yes, I did. And this guy went nuts. In other words, I said I'm going to put a mask on you. The minute I began to try to slip the things over his ears, he went nuts. He grabbed me. He headlocked me. And I tell you what I did, Phil. He headlocked me. I'm right now recuperating.
Bob Green.
I love it. Bob Green was headlocked.
All right, man. I think I'll start with Bob Green, right? Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to pray and hope and pray this fucking thing isn't fucked up. Bob Green is in the bathtub. And then Ward Honecker, who is talking hockey. Ward, how are you?
Hello, Phil. I'm doing fine.
And, Ward, how are you?
Hello, Phil. I'm doing fine. Long time no talk to you.
Yeah, we talked earlier in the year, but that had been the first time in a number of years.
Yeah, we did talk earlier in the year, but we should talk a lot more.
Well, Ward, you have a podcast, Hockey Now, Hockey Tomorrow, Hockey All the Live Long Day is the name of it. It's a very unusual title.
Well, I wanted to make it memorable, and they said, don't have a title that's too long. I said, that's exactly what I think we need, is a long title, because people will remember it. But most people shorten it to Hockey All the Live Long Day, or H-A-T-L-L-D. H-A-T-L-L-D. Hat Lid. And but we shorten it down to Hockey All the Live Long, H-A, Hockey All the L-L, Live Long Day, L-L-D. And Hockey All the, it's Hat, and then Lid, Hat Lid. And so it's Welcome to the Hat Lid Podcast, Hockey All the Live Long Day, you know.
That's kind of dumb, isn't it?
No, I don't, well, Bud, there's nothing in this world that's dumber than the way you sound, talking like the way you do. What happened to you? Your head went through a tree. And
well, we don't need to give Bud a hard time.
No, I don't want to give you a hard time, Bud, but just leave me alone. That's what...
Yeah, but Hockey All the Live Long Day, Hat Lid.
Hat Lid. Hat is it... Are you going to give me shit?
And Bob Green. All right, man. I think we're ready to go. Let's just see. I got to figure out the name of this song because Lauren asked me to figure this out. So let me see what this... Let's go, bitch. This song is called, for those of you who have been wondering, Like Music Hall Dancers with No Fear T-Shirts. That's the name of the song. Like Music Hall Dancers with No Fear T-Shirts. That's how I interpret it. I may be wrong. So it's like T-Shirts. And what are those T-Shirts? They say Music Hall Dancers with No Fear. And the group is Party People in a Can. And that's all I know about them. It's a pretty cool little song. And I believe the LP is called, or the long playing... Disc they made. Oh, wow, okay. It's called For the... Come on, let's go, man. Let's go. Come on. Gotta get that done, man. That's cool. Okay, man. Let's do it to it, baby. Let's do it to it. Bob Green, right? Bob Green? Yeah.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah, I had a customer went after me and... I said, you're going to wear a mask in here. I said, I don't do that. I don't wear a mask. And he said, why do you make everyone else wear a mask? I said, because it's my store. And this guy headlocked me and pushed my head into a watermelon.
All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I'm ready.